Hi, this is David. If you've ever thought about starting a small business, it seems like the to-do list is never-ending. But Shopify simplifies a lot of it. They're the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. And they are packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you. You'll easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify has world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory and international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Lessons in Living by Elizabeth Towne, published in 1919. If you were going to run a marathon race, would you prepare for it by sleeping until the last minute? Then tumbling out of bed in a hurry, throwing on any old thing that came handy, and starting off at the highest possible speed? If you did, you would certainly fall by the wayside before you had reached the halfway mark. And yet, to the average person, every day is a little marathon race with time, and many of us begin it in just that haphazard sort of hustle. If we don't hustle, we drag and complain, or we snap at every brush with those who are running the same little race beside us. When Johnny Hayes won the marathon in the Olympic Games, he trained for months beforehand. Every hindrance to his goal was laid aside. He ate the healthiest food, kept regular hours, trained carefully every day, kept his mind ever focused on the one thought of success in that race. And because he made this careful preparation and ran the race in the most judicious fashion, beginning very easily and gaining speed as he progressed, he came out ahead of everybody else, still in good trim. His closest competitors in the same race started out with the idea of distancing everybody in the first mile. For this one reason, that they ran too hard at the beginning, they collapsed before they could reach the finish line. They had spent their energy too lavishly at the start, while Hayes conserved his. The successful life is made up of a succession of successful days, every day being a little marathon by itself. If we live a successful today, we make a wise preparation to live a successful tomorrow, and so on, day after day, year after year, through our whole lives. Only today is ours. Today we can make the right preparation, make the right and easy start, run the successful race with time, and close the day a victor. This day it is possible to do that. So how shall we prepare for it? How shall we manage our energy and direct our efforts? Let us begin the night before by going to bed right and at a reasonable hour. To go to bed right, you should have 15 minutes of quiet time for good reading, meditation, and affirmation before you close your eyes. Seat yourself comfortably and read a chapter of a great inspirational book. Read slowly and meditate frequently. Get quiet, let go, and permit the Spirit to show you the real meaning of what you read. Aspire to know the truth, and remember that you are one with the Spirit of Truth, and that you make the connection by letting truth into your thought through aspiration and meditation. Be still, and know that you are a child of God. After reading, think over your day, and remember all the good things which have happened. If any unpleasant things come up, accept their lesson, but deny their reality, deny their power, bid them be gone and forgotten. Search for the good things in that day, and with everyone that comes into your mind, give thanks to the Divine Spirit which, quote, worked in you to will and to do your portion of goodness. Invoke the Spirit to continue working within you. Open your mind to it. Love it. As you go to sleep, remember that the Divine Spirit of love, wisdom, and power enfolds you and moves through you while you sleep, cleansing, rejuvenating, reorganizing, getting you ready for the morrow. Tell yourself that you will sleep soundly, trustingly, and well, and that you will wake in the morning bright, interested, and full of power. And in the morning when you wake up, wake up. Rub your eyes promptly. Stretch yourself with vigor and enjoyment for just half a minute, and then step resolutely to the floor. Do a few physical movements to set your blood circulating. Take a few full breathing exercises before an open window. Shower and dress properly and expeditiously. Concentrate on these things, and do them in the best possible manner, in the shortest possible time without hurrying. If you have done these things with interest and goodwill, you have already performed half of the work of getting your mind focused and directed for a successful day's work. Now, complete your preparation by remembering again the one divine source from which you are to gain wisdom and power to make this the most happy and successful day of your life up to the present time. Thank this power for working in and through you. Direct your mind to heed its promptings. Read again for a few minutes from some high-potency book, perhaps the Bible or Ralph Waldo Emerson. Get your mind down to the now. And remember that you are to begin easy, like the successful marathon runner. If things go wrong, let them go. The only important thing to you is to keep going easy. Someone once said that a person is not fully civilized before 10 o'clock in the morning. This means that people are either stupid or irritable until they get well started for the day. The directions I'm sharing are intended to help you concentrate on getting started right in 15 or 20 minutes, to show you how to do in the first half hour of your day what most people require 3 to 5 hours to do. This thus gives you a longer day and a higher potency without taking away from your sleeping hours. After you have connected yourself in thought with the divine source of wisdom, power, and right direction, turn a few minutes of your time to planning your day. Divide your work up into essentials, non-essentials, and frills. In the first division, put those things which absolutely must be done, and along with them be sure to include several short rest periods for yourself. in which you are to again read high-potency books and reconnect yourself in thought with the one source of power and wisdom. Be sure to put nothing in this division of essentials that can possibly be included as non-essentials. In making this sort of division of your day, you get a better sense of proportion, and the things which are crowded out of the day will not burden you with a subconscious sense of defeat. Now you are properly prepared and directed for the day, body, mind, and soul, and you will begin easy and gain impetus as the day goes on. You likewise will gain satisfaction as the day goes, because you will find that each thing you do is done beautifully. That is, it is done in the best possible manner. And the proof of it is in the sense of satisfaction, which the thought of it wakes within you. Your day becomes a succession of little things well done. And with every hour the sense of success, the sense of satisfaction, increases. By night you may be tired, but your subconscious will be singing. In right doing there is great reward, and right doing is always proved, step by step, by that little subconscious well done, which is the blessing of God within you. When night comes, remember to be grateful. Gratitude makes sure of that connection between you and the one spirit of wisdom and power, love and joy. Be grateful for the power that enabled you to live a successful day. Entrust yourself in peace to the one spirit to work within you its good will while you sleep. Tell yourself that you are giving up soul, mind, and body to the workings of love and wisdom, that you will wake up in the morning bright, interested, and ready to advance. Live one day at a time. Live a successful day, and you will find each day a preparation in full for a better one coming. This is the way to live a satisfying life, a useful and advancing life. I learned this lesson in the most expensive school. Experience. Much trouble of soul, great effort, thought, and practice gave me the secret. I cherish it more every day of my life, and I pass the secret on to you who will use it, for none other can take it. Remember that you are a jewel, and in exactly the right setting for the present moment. But that setting may be made over by believing and working. You are the jewel that polishes itself and creates its own setting by wanting to, trying to, and keeping at it.